Hello, 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 everybody. I know it has been a minute. It's your girl KDC, KDC Movement, back again. Want to talk about really quickly. You had a setback. Now get back up. Okay. You had a setback, whether you messed up, slipped up, you know, had to get yourself together, you were working on you, whatever the case may be, now it's time for you to get back up. Paul talks about in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14, where he says, brethren, meaning that he's talking to all of us. He says, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So here Paul is telling us, I get it, I understand, you know, been there, done that. However, I can't allow those things, my hang-ups, my mess-ups, my flaws, I can't allow those things to continue to hold me back and stop me from whatever it is I'm supposed to be doing, whatever my purpose is in life. I must press toward the mark. There's a purpose. There's a reason that you're here. It's not just to look good. It's not just to have a good job, fancy car, fancy house. No, there is a greater purpose that God has set you on this earth. Don't let anyone continue to make you feel inadequate and unworthy just because of a mistake that you made or just because of your past. Scripture that I love, it's Proverbs 24 verse 16, where it says, for a just man falleth seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. See, right here, we're already being prepared that we're going to mess up. We're going to fall. But the thing about it is where it says, and riseth up again. That means don't stay there. Don't lie down, roll around in it, get comfortable in it. No, you repent. You ask God to forgive you. That's it. God cast it in the sea of forgetfulness. Over in the New Testament, it does tell us that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. You cannot expect to go through life and feel like you're not going to make mistakes. There is none perfect but the Father. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to do stupid stuff. Stuff that we may regret, stuff we may laugh about later, but we're human. Yes, we were made in his image and we strive to be like him every day. There's an old song that says to be like Jesus. Yes, we want to be like him. But we have to realize that we are going to make mistakes. Which is why it talks about the renewing of our mind. We can't stay in the same state that we're in and we want to be better. We profess, we have these affirmations about being better. We're on our knees in our prayer time asking God to make us better. However, we're carrying this cross, this load on our back of our past mistakes. Lay aside every weight Yep, I did it. I said it. Mm-hmm. And then what? Because you know what? Me and God, we have a clear understanding that I messed up. It was stupid. It was dumb. Hey, not going to do that no more. Nope. Not going to do it no more. But we allow people who feel like they have the audacity and the authority to judge and obviously put us in heaven or hell. We allow them to constantly condemn us. If God has forgiven, if God has redeemed, that's it. It is what it is. God has the final say-so. So I want to encourage someone out there who is heavy laden. You're feeling broken. You're carrying all this weight on you. You're trying to figure out how to let it go. You want to be free, but you don't know what to do. You just let it go and you get back up. Because God has already forgotten about it. God has already forgiven you. We're the ones who constantly replay it over and over and over again. So, you made a mistake. You slipped up. Some things set you back. Get back up. Get back up. Pursue your goals, pursue your dreams, be the best you that you can be. Just because you have character flaws does not mean that you won't be and that you cannot be great. I love you all. Just be safe and be blessed.